USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Demonstrators took to the streets of Chicago Saturday in protest of a Wisconsin jury's verdict acquitting Kyle Rittenhouse of all charges against him. Protesters marched through downtown Chicago displaying signs and chanting. Some demonstrators can be heard chanting, "The only solution is communist revolution."
The only solution is communist revolution. The only solution is communist revolution.
Senate Democrats are preparing to plow ahead with President Biden's social spending and climate legislation, even as Senator Joe Manchin yo-yos over the timeline. With the House passing the social spending and climate bill on Friday, the clock is now ticking in the Senate, where Democrats have no room for error if they're going to be able to get a bill to Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, demanded President Biden publicly apologize to Kyle Rittenhouse for suggesting that he was a white supremacist during Biden's 2020 campaign. Rittenhouse was acquitted on Friday of all charges in the high-profile case. During his presidential campaign, Biden included an image of Rittenhouse in a video he tweeted attempting to link former President Trump to white supremacists. Kyle Rittenhouse being found not guilty on all counts is a win for our country, and Democrats speaking out against the decision are being ridiculous. Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, told Newsmax.
So I think this is a win for due process. I think it's a win for our country. It's a win for the system where those jurors, knowing what was going on outside, knowing what Democrats were saying, reached the conclusion that the facts and the truth warranted.
Jordan said the verdict was also a win for the Second Amendment and for our Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More Rittenhouse reaction.
Many Americans have been expressing themselves this weekend about their opinion of the verdicts which came back in the Kyle Rittenhouse double homicide trial. He was cleared of all the charges he faced. Critics, including actor and activist John Leguizamo, say the outcome of the trial is a reflection of what he says is a broken criminal justice system.
This verdict is known as shooting while white, where the punishment is a free ride home and a hamburger. Because if Kyle had been a black or Latino kid, he wouldn't have lived long enough to make it to a trial. In a country where they shoot black kids for playing with toy guns.
The 18-year-old Rittenhouse maintains he killed two men and injured the third in self-defense last year during social justice protests in Kenosha. The prosecution had claimed that Rittenhouse went to Kenosha purposely to provoke violence. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York, and GOP leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky are dialing down the drama as they try to find an escape hatch from another high-stakes fight over the debt ceiling. Congress has until roughly December 15th to raise the nation's borrowing limit. According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, is when the government will no longer be able to fully pay its bills. The deadline sets the stage for round two of a bruising fight between the Senate leaders, each walking far out onto limbs as they traded one-upsmanships. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.